I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning.
Overnight, the storm's winds sped up again to make it a Category 5.
And North Texans have been getting out of Florida fast.
Arriving in Love Field, many passengers from Florida know they dodged a bullet.
Yeah, we kind of dodged it. We were pretty lucky.
Students, tourists, people who live in Florida, they're all scrambling to escape the path of Hurricane Milton, which is expected to hit Tampa head-on. St. Pete Clearwater International closed after the last flight yesterday, while Orlando International will shut down operations today. A tweet from that airport says it is in a mandatory evacuation zone and is not a public shelter. FlightAware says nearly 1,600 flights across the U.S. have already been canceled, about half of which are in or out of Orlando International. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Those who live along the Florida coast are very afraid of Hurricane Milton.
Take this seriously. Take this seriously and get out. It's a big concern for all of us.
But others in places like Tampa are planning to ride it out.
I'm just a little stubborn, born and raised in Florida, been through so many different storms. I know it's going to be loud and scary. I've been tracking it nonstop.
But there's another factor. The Milton impact zone could be the one hit by Helene less than 2 weeks ago. And there are still massive piles of debris that could become deadly projectiles.
Tampa area streets are lined with miles of potentially deadly debris. The goal, according to Tampa's mayor, was to have most of it cleared.
The federal government, the state government are working hand in hand. First and foremost, to get that household debris up and out of the way.
Now, Hurricane Milton is menacing the coast just more than a week after Helene decimated it.
As of this morning, it's expected Milton will make landfall before dawn tomorrow.
It's a story you heard here first on KRLD as breaking news. One person taken to the hospital after an incident involving one of the Dallas Police Department's mounted patrol horses.
Dallas police on motorcycles escort a cart as it takes a juvenile to an ambulance. One of the mounted patrol officers was on his horse around the Big Tech Circle when the horse became startled. Dallas police say when the officer tried to get the horse under control, the juvenile was injured. Joe Ramirez was there seconds later.
I guess one of the females that was associated with the person that was knocked down was, you know, crying hysterically.
He says the juvenile appeared to be unconscious at first. The officer was bucked off the horse, apparently not seriously injured. Senior Corporal Melinda Gutierrez says the horse ran off, but apparently knew where to go.
The horse did return back to the mounted barn, and no other injuries are reported.
From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A two-year-old Arlington boy is struck and killed by a car in his apartment complex parking lot. This happened at a complex along North Center Street on Monday night. Police tell us Ethan Rodriguez was transported to the hospital, but didn't survive. Investigators believe the little boy got out of his apartment somehow and was wandering around when the driver turned into the complex, hitting him. Police found the driver, who told them he did stop to see what he hit, but it was dark and he didn't see anything, so he kept going. Police say they have not made any arrests, but say the investigation is still open.
All eyes are on the state's water pipes.
The Biden administration is giving utilities across the country 10 years to replace lead pipes for drinking water. Luke Metzger with Environment Texas says that some utilities have been taking this seriously.
The number of cities that really have started inventorying their water lines to find any lead pipes and start removing them.
The San Antonio water system spending $13 million on the investigation, but others, Metzger says, are kicking the can down the road. When consumed, the poisonous metal can cause severe health problems.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Lauren Kreitzer had no idea he was sitting on a $1.5 million treasure for nearly a decade.
What?
Until one day he watched an episode of PBS's Antiques Roadshow. Struggling to get by after losing his leg in a car accident, Lauren realized that the old Navajo blanket in his closet was just like the one valued at $500,000 on the show. Well, after some auction houses turned him away, he figured out his blanket was eventually sold for $1.5 million dollars.
Oh my goodness.
It's a blanket. It's cotton thread, right?
I know, but it's a Navajo blanket. Mm. So that's very special. You know, created by art. I mean, it's very special. Well, anyway, this has changed his life. It's allowed him to buy a home, a car, and take care of his family. And though it also brought some unexpected challenges, like losing his disability checks and dealing with long-lost relatives. Hey, remember me?
Remember I gave you that blanket back in the day? Yeah, sure you did. Sure you did.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Continued fallout from the Uvalde school shooting as more police videos are released to the media, and Uvalde residents are fighting mad about it. The Uvalde Police Department released 49 new dash and body cam videos of the Robb Elementary School shooting, and that sheds more light on the tragedy. There's some gnat sound of that after an initial video released in August. An officer told Uvalde Police Chief Homer Delgado he had footage that was not included, which led to a department-wide audit and the abrupt retirement of Sergeant Donald Page. Residents remain furious over what they see as the apparent incompetence of their police department.
Well, Fort Worth's Health and Safety Benefits Fair is a week from today at Will Rogers Memorial Center. You can chat with a variety of health and safety experts. Open enrollment assistance will be available. There will be mobile health screenings, including digital mammograms. Appointments are necessary. To register for the fair, go to fortworthtexas.gov.
Today is day two of Amazon's October Prime Days. Experts are warning, though, that shoppers should stay extra vigilant for scammers.
Experts say you need to watch out for counterfeit or fake products. Some third-party sellers can often list. Scammers may send fake delivery failure notifications claiming that your package could not be delivered to get your personal information. Also, look out for phishing texts and emails targeting Amazon customers, which have been a widespread issue. According to the Federal Trade Commission, 44,000 reports about scammers using Amazon's name were received back in 2023, with $19 million reported lost. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas cops investigating after a man riding his motorcycle is killed after he hit a dog on westbound 30 at Westmoreland early this morning. After hitting the dog, the man lost control of his motorcycle and crashed. A second vehicle, a box truck, then struck the motorcyclist following the initial crash. Both the motorcyclist and the dog were pronounced dead at the scene.
Happening right now, we just got this in a moment ago, as two Israeli civilians are killed by Hezbollah barrage on northern Israel, dozens of rockets fired from Lebanon.
Hurricane Milton is churning closer to the west coast of Florida. Some residents insisting they're going to ride out the catastrophic storm.
The National Hurricane Center predicts Milton will make landfall late Wednesday or early Thursday near the Tampa Bay region, which hasn't seen a direct hit from a major storm in a century. Joining us now is Peter King with CBS News. Peter, where are you and what's happening there?
Well, I'm in Orlando, and we're going to get the storm, too, but not nearly as bad as the folks out on the coast. I could tell you that the hurricane has been downgraded a category to a Category 4, but you know what? You shouldn't pay so much attention to the that number, because the difference between a 4 and a 5 is like a couple of miles per hour, and when the winds are as high as they are, it's not like it makes a big difference in all practicality. 155-mile-an-hour winds. It's moving toward the coast at 16 miles per hour. So it's really picked up steam, and, you know, in a way that's very good news, because it means that it's not getting more energy, or it's getting a little less energy from the Gulf because it's moving so quickly.
Despite warnings, some people do stay put. You've been in Florida for a long time now, and you know some people just are going to ride it out no matter what.
Well, they're going to do what they're going to do. We always see that in the Keys and the so-called Conch Republic, but we're seeing that as well on some of the barrier islands on the West Coast. And, you know, I'm sure we'll see the same thing on the East Coast, where there are also evacuation orders, because it'll be a hurricane when it gets there. And emergency managers say, look, if you're in an evacuation zone and we tell you to leave and you don't, you're on your own during the storm, because we're not going to put our first responders in jeopardy. And quite frankly, you know, they may not be able to get there because bridges and causeways could be washed out and impassable. So they're literally on their own if they stay behind.
Peter, just a few seconds here, but we hear reports of gridlock on the highways and gas stations running dry of gasoline. What do you hear?
Well, the number I heard this morning was that five out of six gas stations still have gas. A lot of people are being advised to go to Florida Turnpike service areas, which always have gas because they serve Florida Highway Patrol and a lot of emergency vehicles and such like that. But the lines will be long there. I was out and around yesterday. I was able to see a lot of stations with pumps still up and running here in the Orlando area. And a lot of people, yes, gassing up, but there weren't long lines there. I imagine it's a lot busier on the coast. And as far as gridlock, well, Interstates 4 and 75 leaving from the coast all the way from Tampa Bay on down to Naples, they've been very, very busy with people heading inland. And that's why their emergency managers are saying, look, you got to leave now, otherwise you're going to get stuck in traffic and really, really be in danger when this hurricane lands.
CBS's Peter King joining us from the coast of Florida out there in the Orlando area. Peter, thank you, of course. Here on KRLD, we'll continue to bring you the latest information on Hurricane Milton as it's expected to make landfall on the west coast of Florida around midnight tonight.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.